This is Nate.
Welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, in Air Chair 1 on South Prospect Street, ready to go for another show. Well, I hope today finds you good, finds you well. I want to thank everybody for the nice birthday wishes, and I want to thank Phyllis for the nice birthday card mailed in here to the station. Appreciate that very, very much. Had a wonderful birthday, and I believe I was talking about getting a wheelbarrow for my birthday, and that's exactly what my parents got me. They got me a wheelbarrow for my birthday, so I can pick up my sticks and get the yard looking halfway decent for mowing season coming up. So everything's all good there. Hey, want to say thank you to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Barbershop is located at 125 South Marion Street in Waldo. He is open Mondays 5 to 8 p.m., Tuesdays and Wednesdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Thursdays 12 to 8 p.m. His motto is a clean, friendly environment, consistent quality, and economically priced. Rick's telephone number is 740-361-3445. That's 740-361-3445. Thanks to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. We appreciate that very much. Well, the wife and I had a good weekend. I'll tell you more about it during Live at 5, the show with no name, coming up next hour from 5:15 until 6 o'clock with myself and Terry Tackett and Pastor Craig, and I'll tell you more about it, but I'll tell you where we went. We went over to Bell Fountain, and we went to a nice little diner over there. I'll tell you the name of it next hour, and we went to the local museum, which was a lot of fun. You can jump on my website and see the pictures of the museum at radionate.us. That's radionate.us. Scroll down till you see As Heard on the Show, and you will see a picture of the museum there. So that was a lot of fun. We got a call coming in. Now, sometimes we have a ghost call coming in, so we'll see if somebody's on the line here. Hi, we're on the air. Nope. Another ghost call. Right around this same time, seems like it. So I don't think next week, I don't think I'll be fooled. Since I haven't read the questions, I usually don't get any calls till I read the questions. But anyhow, speaking of questions, we have All St. Patrick's Day trivia for you today. And we're giving away a gift card to Arby's, a $5 gift card to Arby's. And here's how it works. Everybody's welcome. All you need to do for a chance to win is just call me at 740-383-9944. Answer a trivia question. I will put you in the drawing. And then at 4:55 this afternoon, we will draw a winner. And if you're the winner, I will send this Arby's gift card in the mail right to your door. Okay? So that's how it works. And like I said, All St. Patrick's Day trivia for you today on this March the 16th, one day before St. Patrick's Day. Do you have anything special planned for St. Patrick's Day? Are you going to go out anywhere? I'd like to find a nice Irish restaurant or Irish pub to go to. Somebody with a nice Irish theme would be fun. There used to be one in the Polaris area called the Clawdaw that served Irish food, but unfortunately they went out of business, so they are no more. But that was a fun place to eat, and they had different kinds of food. I remember getting a sandwich that was kind of like it was something sweet for the bun, and something in syrup, almost like French toast. I guess it was French toast on either end. And then they served some sort of jelly on top of it. And then it was some sort of corned beef and maybe coleslaw mixed in there with some cheese. And I can't remember the name of that sandwich, but whatever it was really good, and it was an Irish fare. I remember a friend of mine said, let's go down there and check that out. So we did. And it was really good, and she liked to eat there. And I thought, let's go down and check it out. So we did, and it was called the Clawdaw. Good place to eat, but like I said, I don't think there's any Clawdaws around anymore. Claddaah, I think, is how it was spelled. But there's bound to be. Now, I did a Google search of Irish restaurants in my area, and it came up the GNR. Well, I love the GNR Tavern, and I love their bologna, but I don't really think of them as an Irish restaurant. So I don't know if Google knew what I was talking about. So, but I'm thinking about maybe going out tomorrow night, taking my wife out, and just celebrating St. Patrick's Day. Of course, I'll be wearing green all day, and I've got my nice St. Patrick's Day necklace with all the decorations on it ready to go for tomorrow. But I really don't have anywhere to go tomorrow, but it might be fun to hit up an Irish restaurant or an Irish pub. Would be fun to do. Okay, I've talked enough. It's your turn to talk. 740-383-9944. It's your turn to answer some trivia questions. Once again, I'm giving away a gift card to Arby's. And if you're interested in that, just call me, answer a trivia question. I'll put your name in the drawing. 4:55 this afternoon, we will draw a winner. Here we go. Question number one. What mythological being is a part of St. Patrick's Day lore in Irish culture? What mythological being is a part of St. Patrick's Day lore and Irish culture? What would you pour on top of an Irish coffee? What would you pour on top of an Irish coffee? This is an easy one. Maybe any of the kids out there would like to answer this one. How many leaves does a shamrock have? How many leaves does a shamrock have? People traditionally wear green on St. Patrick's Day to avoid what? People traditionally wear green on St. Patrick's Day to avoid what? 740-383-9944. It's a beautiful day, so I understand if you're outside, but take your radio with you. If you're in your car, keep that dial set right where it is to Marion County, 107.1 on the FM dial. Here comes our first call of the afternoon. We'll find out who it is. Hi, we're on the air.
Well, then we're green to keep from getting pinched, and clover has three leaves.
Yeah, that's right. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Are you ready for St. Patrick's Day?
Yes, I am.
Me too. For some reason, it's just a nice little fun holiday.
Yes, it is.
I just enjoy it. Well, Judy C., it's good to talk to you, and we'll get you all signed up.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, first question's answered of the day. The shamrock represents what? The shamrock represents what? What city colors their river green? What city colors their river green? Hi, we're on the air.
I think leprechauns are associated with St. Patrick's Day.
Well, leprechauns are, absolutely. Yes, indeed. How are you today, Miss Janet?
Just fine. Out looking for that pot of gold.
That's right, pot of gold. If you find that rainbow and you find that pot of gold,
maybe Friday it's going to rain.
Maybe Friday. And make sure you send some to me. I could use it.
I will. I'll share with everybody.
Hey, that'd be great.
Thank you.
No telling how much that's worth. Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
All right, yep, fun chasing that pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. What is the traditional foods for St. Patrick's Day? What's the traditional foods for St. Patrick's Day? Which three colors make up the Irish flag? Which three colors make up the Irish flag? Hi, we're on the air.
Hi, Nate.
Hey, Ernie, how are you today?
I'm doing good.
Good, good.
Nice day out there.
Oh, it's a beautiful day. I sat on my porch today, and boy, I'll tell you what, it was just so nice.
Yep. Oh, perfect.
Yes, it was. About 70 degrees, and I think it's 68 here in Marion right now, and we'll definitely take that.
Yep. Well, you know, you would think down in Dublin they would have at least one Irish restaurant.
Yeah. I would think so.
No?
Yeah, I would think so. I was looking around, and there's a few that claim to be, but I want somebody that's official.
Yeah, right.
I want somebody to say Irish pub in their name.
Exactly. Then you know for sure.
Right, exactly.
You might be able to get that same sandwich.
Yeah, that's right. I'd like to try it again. That was pretty good.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah. Yeah, it was several years ago, but that was a good little Irish restaurant for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep. Well, it's Chicago that dyes her river green.
Yep, Chicago.
I think they did it last weekend.
Yeah, I believe so, and I guess it only lasts for just a short period of time, really.
But they did it like three times, you know, so a lot of people could get the opportunity to see it anyway.
Yeah,
this is pretty bright green, too.
Yeah, pretty bright green, environmentally friendly for the water, I guess.
They use some vegetable-based dye.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks pretty cool, for sure.
I've never seen it. I'd like to see that.
I would, too. It'd be neat to see. I just like St. Patrick's Day. It's a nice little holiday.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Yeah. And, we've had our green lights out front of our house for the past month or so, and it's just fun to decorate the different green decorations, you know, with the little leprechauns and whatnot.
One of the few holidays that actually represents an event. You know, which is the day that St. Patrick died is the reason it's on the 17th. So it's always on the 17th.
Yeah. It's
just
not like the third
July
Thursday
4th is always on, you know, the decoration. Independence Day is always on July 4th. And, you know, New Year's Eve is always the same time. And Christmas is always the same time. And just about everything else is just a nominated day, you know, to support something, you know, just like Memorial Day. There's no exact event that happened on 31st of May or Thanksgiving or, you know, President's Day.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
most of them don't represent events. A few of them do, which always stays on the same day. That's why that never changes other than March 15th. 17th.
Yep, March 17th. Yep. We can count on it every year.
Right. Count on it. Yeah. Alrighty. Good talk to you, Nate.
Hey, you too, Ernie. You take care.
I'll be listening next hour.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. 740-383-9944. St. Patrick's Day has a famous traditional symbol. What's that symbol? St. Patrick's Day has a very famous symbol. What is that symbol? What did St. Patrick supposedly, and I believe this is a myth, but what did he supposedly chase out of Ireland? What did St. Patrick supposedly chase out of Ireland? Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah. Shamrock is for good luck.
For good luck. That's right. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing all right. Doing all right.
Yeah. Yep. Enjoying this weather, huh?
Oh, it's beautiful outside. Yep.
Yes, it is.
Sat on my porch for, a couple hours out there and just enjoying. I was trying to figure out, looks like the neighbor's tree might have some buds on there. So.
Well, I know the fires, there's some of them around our neighborhood's got buds on them. And the backyard's got buds on it.
Yeah. So I know they might fall off, but it was sure good to see them.
Yeah.
Definitely. We'll take this weather any day of the week.
68
degrees right now here in Marion. So.
Yeah.
Well, it's wonderful.
Yes, it is.
Well, Miss Becky, it's always good to talk to you. And,
you too, and I'll get off of here so somebody else can get
here.
All
right, you take care.
You take care and have a good day now.
Hey,
mate.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 4:27 on a Wednesday afternoon. This is Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, in Air Chair 1. Glad you're listening today, and it's your turn on the phone now to answer the trivia questions we have today. Where was the first St. Patrick's Day parade held in America? Where was the first St. Patrick's Day parade held in America? Which Italian historic site has been lit up in recent years as part of St. Patrick's Day celebration? Which Italian historic site has been lit up, actually green, of course, in recent years as part of St. Patrick's Day celebration? Which is traditionally considered the best time to sneak up on a leprechaun? Which is traditionally considered the best time to sneak up on a leprechaun? Hi, we're on the air.
Is the flag red, white, and green?
The flag is, well, it's white and green, but not red. It's one other color, though.
Yellow?
Not yellow.
Orange
is right. There you go. Green, white, and orange. The colors of the Irish flag. You got it.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yep, colors of the Irish flag. As we play St. Patrick's Day trivia here on Offbeat News and Trivia. What does the color green signify in Ireland? What does the color green signify in Ireland? So there's your trivia questions that we have for you as we kick things off on a Wednesday afternoon. Hey, we've got the Live at 5, the show with no name coming up. 5:15 to 6 o'clock. Pastor Craig's here and he's ready to go.
I'm ready.
We are ready for some fun and excitement.
You know it.
We've always got something to say, don't we?
There's always something to say.
for sure. and we're ready to talk.
You know it. I'm ready.
All right. We'll be with you next hour, 5:15 to 6 o'clock, Live at 5, the show with no name. We'll see if we can get a little bit of volume in these microphones by the time that rolls around. We'll see if we can figure that out. Looks like the volume has been a little bit one-sided here as we've been as we've been rolling along here, but hopefully you can hear us okay. We'll see if we can get that figured out. If not, we'll just scream at you for 45 minutes, and then we'll have a nice drink of water when we're done. 740-383-9944. We're giving away an Arby's gift card. You can go out there and get you some roast beef. You know, they used to have baked potatoes, but I don't know if they have baked potatoes anymore. I don't think they do here in beautiful Marion. But they have cheese sticks, I know that, and they had some gyros or gyros, whichever one you wanted to say. But have you checked out the menu there at Arby's for a little while?
Yeah, they do not have a baked potato, and for those who are, quote, in the know, it's a gyro. But I don't like to always be politically correct, so I've been known to go in before and say, give me that there gyro.
So it's a hero.
Yeah, it's a hero.
It's like he, H-E.
Yeah. And really the H is almost silent. It's more like an hero.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not, you don't want to be too heavy on the H part.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. I got you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I took Irish in school.
You did?
No, but I dated an Irish girl.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. All right. that'll learn you right there. Get you some correct ones here. Hi, we're on the air.
Hi, Nate.
Hey, Ernie.
Just one little thing.
Yeah.
During Lent, Arby's does have the best fish sandwich in town.
Best fish sandwich? Oh, yeah, during Lent.
It's a big fish sandwich. Two for $6.
Oh, two for $6 right now.
Yeah.
Hey, that's a good deal.
Yep.
That's all right. I love fish.
Me too. Mm-hmm. All right. That's
okay.
All I had.
Hey, thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Yeah. fish sandwich. Yeah, Arby's. You can get out there and get you a fish sandwich right here. 432 and 68 degrees. You are tuned to your favorite radio station on the FM dial and even the AM dial. 107.1 FM, WWGH. Check out the website when you get a chance at RadioNate.us. That's RadioNate.us. And call and answer some trivia. Here's what we got. What's the traditional food for St. Patrick's Day? St. Patrick's Day has a very... Well, we already got the answer to that one. Better scribble that one out. What did St. Patrick supposedly chase out of Ireland? What would you pour on top of an Irish coffee? What would you pour on top of an Irish coffee? Where was the first St. Patrick's Day parade held in America? Which Italian historic site has been lit up in recent years as part of St. Patrick's Day celebrations? I'll give you this one too, just because. Which is a dry stout drink that is famous in Ireland? What is a dry stout drink that is famous in Ireland? Might be famous here in America too. When is traditionally considered the best time to sneak up on a leprechaun? And what does the color green signify in Ireland? And that's what we've got. You're welcome to call 740-383-9944. Everybody's welcome. Call in and get signed up for an Arby's gift card. We'll get you signed all up. Hi, we're on the air.
Would it be whipped cream for coffee?
It is cream. Absolutely. You got it.
All right, thanks.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Cream is a correct answer on that one. That takes care of that page. We're just rolling right through these. I didn't know how St. Patrick's Day trivia would go over, but yeah, we're doing all right. Once again, I want to say thanks to everybody for the birthday wishes, and thank you, Phyllis, for sending in the birthday card. I appreciate it very much. Love birthday cards. I've got them all displayed at home so I can see them, and I keep them displayed for quite some time. It's a lot of fun. All righty, want to tell you about a neighborhood supper coming up, and these are always good because all the food, far as I know, is homemade. Free drive-through dinner, Tuesday, March the 22nd, 4:30 to 6 p.m., St. Paul's Lutheran Church, 135 West Main Street in Waldo. Here's the menu: ham and bean soup, cornbread muffin coleslaw, Oreo pudding. They ask that you pull up to the door facing the parking lot, and the meal will be delivered to your car. They come out and say, how many meals would you want? You tell them the number, they bring them right out to you. Everybody is welcome to attend. It's not just for Waldonians, it's for everybody. So St. Paul's Lutheran Church, 135 West Main Street in Waldo, drive-through dinner, ham and bean soup, corn muffin, cornbread muffin, coleslaw, and Oreo pudding. Don't want to forget it. Tuesday, March 22nd, 4:30 to 6 p.m., St. Paul's Lutheran Church, 135 West Main Street in Waldo. Make sure you can attend that. Drive down there. It'll be worth the drive to Waldo because it is good stuff. And they usually give you a nice bowl of soup. They at least that was the case when they did the chili. All right, here's some offbeat fun facts for you. In protest over a parking fine imposed by the University of North Carolina at Charlotte, student Stephen Coyle paid it in the form of 14,000 pennies. It took the staff 3 hours and 40 minutes to count all the coins. In 2015, all four hairstylists working at a salon in Staffordshire, England, were named Charlotte. Manager Charlotte Roberts started the VIP hair salon in 2009 and has since been joined by Charlotte Thatcher, Charlotte Herricks, and Charlotte Wagstaff. So you just go in and ask for Charlotte. Hey, if you want to know exactly which one you want, you better ask by the last name. Here we go. Let's go to the phone. Let's find out who we got next here. And hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, what kind of questions you got going right now?
Okay, hey, we're doing St. Patrick's Day trivia, and here's what we've got. What's the traditional food for St. Patrick's Day? What did St. Patrick supposedly chase out of Ireland? Where was the first St. Patrick's Day parade held in America? Which Italian historic site has been lit up in recent years as part of St. Patrick's Day celebrations? Which is a dry stout drink that is famous in Ireland?
That would be an ale, wouldn't it?
What is it?
Ale, A-L-E.
You know, that could be one. I've got Guinness down here, but is Guinness an ale? It is, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah it is. Yeah, there you go. I'll put you in there, Lee.
Okay, last week on the show, I heard you talk about your car was in the shop. You put it in the shop, finally messed
okay.
up again on you.
Here you go. Okay, so I take that to the shop, and it would not start at all. So I had it towed from the park to the shop. And so they call me up, and they say, hey, your brake line's done. I said, my brake line? I said, I told you it wouldn't start. They said, well, it started just fine, and your starter checks out, your battery's good, everything's good. The only problem you had was a brake problem. So it's been starting again, so I guess I'll just have to wait until it doesn't start again, but I got a new brake line.
You know, a fuel pump can do that.
Oh, a fuel pump? Okay.
You know, they can get hot on you and not want to start, and you know, a few hours later, you know, it might start up on you.
Yeah, well, I'll have to, next time I'm going to have to say, look, I'm just interested in getting fixed why it doesn't start. If it does start, call me, and I'll come and get it. And not interested in getting charged right now.
Right, yeah.
But I guess if my brakes were going to fail, hey, you know, get those fixed while I was at it.
What prize are we playing for?
What is it again?
What prize are we?
Oh, we're playing for an Arby's gift card today. $5 Arby's gift card.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah. So.
Okay, well, I'll be listening to you next hour, Nate.
Hey, appreciate you, Lee.
Yep.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All righty. Minutes after getting married at a New York resort, a ski resort, Bob and Maria Reland of Cleveland, Ohio, joined 35 of their wedding guests snowboarding on the slopes, with the bride still wearing her wedding dress. Russell Saburin from Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada, proposed to his girlfriend Shannon with a romantic dinner for two, complete with a linen tablecloth and champagne on ice 9,000 feet up a mountain in Banff National Park, Alberta. Shannon had trekked for 2.5 hours to the lofty location, but had no idea what awaited her at the end of the climb. She said yes, and the couple got married shortly afterward. And I've got some offbeat news for you right here. We'll find out what's going on. A 13-year-old British girl broke a Guinness World Record by assembling a Mr. Potato Head toy in 5.69 seconds. Guinness World Record said Matilda Walden became the first person to break the Mr. Potato Head record in 10 years when she shaved 0.9 seconds off the previous record in December. I had to be joining the nose and mustache together as I picked them up in one hand, Walden said of her technique. Walden's record attempt was aimed at raising awareness of Skipton Extended Learning for All, an organization that offers support to children who face a range of adverse experiences. An Idaho man retook a Guinness World Record title by walking 3,257 feet with a non-powered lawnmower balanced on his chin. Boy, that's a lot of weight right there. That might break your chin, but he did it. David Rush, who has broken more than 200 Guinness records to promote STEM education, originally set the record by walking 656 feet with a non-powered lawnmower on his chin, but the record was later taken by someone who managed to walk 912 feet. Rush said he walked 2.5 laps around a track with a lawnmower balanced on his chin, earning the Guinness World Record with a total of 3,257 feet. He was only 7 meters 23 feet short of hitting his personal goal of 1 kilometer of 32,080.84 feet. He said, I wish I could have finished those last 7 meters, but I'm happy with the result, Rush said. And now he's got a permanent mark on his chin. No, it doesn't say that. I added that in. A California man, a California-based auction house said it is selling a rare piece of movie memorabilia, the Tin Man's oil can from The Wizard of Oz. GWS Auctions said the oil can, one of five used during filming of the 1939 movie, was presented to Tin Man actor Jack Haley after the film wrapped. This piece has excellent investment potential, as items from or made from this legendary film almost never surface, including the Tin Man costume, which is said to be lost. Bidding starts at $200,000. The auction house said the oil can is on loan to the Academy Museum of Motion Pictures in Los Angeles until November. The museum has expressed an interest in extending the loan if an agreement can be reached with the new owner. Yeah, it's nice to keep that stuff on display so everybody can see it. 4:42 on a Wednesday afternoon, you're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, here in Air Chair 1 on your favorite radio station, 107.1 FM, WWGH. When you get a chance, check out the website, radionate.us. That's radionate.us. Okay, we're playing trivia, St. Patrick's Day trivia, and we're playing for a gift card to Arby's is what we're playing for today. So if you're interested in that, just call me, answer one of my trivia questions. I'll put you in the drawing here at 4:55, and we'll find out who the winner is going to be. Here's what we have left. What's the traditional food for St. Patrick's Day? What's the traditional food for St. Patrick's Day? What did St. Patrick supposedly chase out of Ireland? What did St. Patrick supposedly chase out of Ireland? Where was the first St. Patrick's Day parade held in America? Where was the first St. Patrick's Day parade held in America? Which Italian historic site has been lit up green in recent years as part of St. Patrick's Day celebrations? When is it traditionally considered the best time to sneak up on a leprechaun? When is traditionally considered the best time to sneak up on a leprechaun? And what does the color green signify in Ireland? What does the color green signify in Ireland? Hi, we're on the air.
Was the food corned beef?
It is corned beef and cabbage. That is correct. Now, do you like corned beef and cabbage?
It's all right.
Yeah, I know. It's not a favorite of myself either. But you got the answer right.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye. 4:44, we want to say thank you to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Barbershop is located at 125 South Marion Street in Waldo. He is open Mondays 5 to 8 p.m., Tuesdays and Wednesdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Thursdays 12 to 8 p.m. His motto is a clean, friendly environment, consistent quality, and economically priced. Rick's telephone number is 740-361-3445. That's 740-361-3445. And Pastor Craig and myself are sporting haircuts from Waldo Barbershop. And I think we look pretty good myself. What do you think?
You look very good, Nate.
Yeah, back at you.
That's right. And I'm sure I look all right.
Yeah, I look pretty good. You looked in the mirror this morning, I'm sure.
Yeah, it was scary, but it has been scary for many years.
No.
I got to tell you something, just real quick, because I don't want to take up too much of your time, but it's funny because when you look in the mirror, you really don't think you look as old as you are when you first look in the mirror. But the more you study, then you start to realize that you really do look as old as you are.
Yeah. I look every bit of 37. I've got that nice wrinkle going right in between my eyebrows, and that just makes me look really old. I think I would look younger if I shaved off my goatee, but it's covering up my double chin.
There's a trade-off there.
So I'll just look a little older. Alrighty, well, it is March the 16th, and it's time to find out what happened on this day in history. In the year 1829, Ohio authorities, Ohio authorizes high school night classes in the year 1829. 1830, New York Stock Exchange, slowest day ever, 31 shares traded. 1876, Nellie Saunders and Rose Harland fight first female boxing match in New York. 1883, Susan Hayhurst became the first U.S. woman graduate of a pharmacy college. 1910, Barney Oldfield uses a Benz to break the existing records at the Daytona Beach Road Course, 131.25 miles per hour. 1912, American First Lady Helen Herron Taft plants the first cherry tree in Washington, D.C. 1920, Acre Park, also known as Baby Park in the Bronx, renamed Melrose Park. 1922, WKYAM, one of those big 50,000 waters in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, began radio transmissions. And in 1930, U.S. Constitution, Old Ironsides, the ship, floated out to become a national shrine. There you go. That's what happened on this day in history. And we are having fun playing trivia this afternoon. We're playing for an Arby's gift card. If you know the answer to any of the trivia questions, give me a call. I'll repeat those before the 4:55 drawing in just a moment. Right now, it's time to head with me down the little hallway to my classroom. Make a right, have a seat on the chalkboard I have written today's weird word of the week. And today's weird word is reconnoiter. Reconnoiter. R-E-C-O-N-N-O-T-E-R. Reconnoiter is a verb. It's a here's the definition. To inspect, observe, or survey the enemy's strength or position, in order to gain information for military purposes. Reconnoiter was first recorded in English in the first decade of the 18th century. Reconnoiter, to inspect, observe, or survey the position of an enemy to gain information for military purposes. And that is your weird word of the week for this week. Once again, I want to tell you about the Neighborhood Supper coming up. Free drive-through dinner, Tuesday, March 22nd, 4:30 to 6 p.m., St. Paul's Lutheran Church, 135 West Main Street in Waldo. The menu? Ham and bean soup, cornbread muffin, coleslaw, and Oreo pudding. They ask that you pull up to the door facing the parking lot, and the meal will be delivered right to your car. So if you've been before or you never have been before, I encourage you to go check that out because they are doing a great job. They just provide this free to anybody that wants to come down and get a free meal. And like I said, it's a really good food, and I believe it is all homemade. At least it tastes like it to me, and I go every month. So Tuesday, March 22nd, the next one, 4:30 to 6, ham and bean soup, cornbread muffin, coleslaw, and Oreo pudding. Go and check that out, and you will certainly not be disappointed. 5 minutes away until we do our drawing. So let me repeat the trivia questions that we have left here on this St. Patrick's Day trivia on Offbeat News and Trivia. Here we go. What did St. Patrick supposedly chase out of Ireland? What did St. Patrick supposedly chase out of Ireland? Where was the first St. Patrick's Day parade held in America? Where was the first St. Patrick's Day parade held in America? Which Italian historic site has been lit up green recent years as part of St. Patrick's Day celebration? Which Italian historic site has been lit up in recent years as part of St. Patrick's Day celebration? 740-383-9944 is my number if you'd like to call and play trivia. All you got to do is just answer a trivia question. I'll put you in the drawing, and it's a chance to win an Arby's gift card. $5 gift card to Arby's today. When is traditionally considered the best time to sneak up on a leprechaun? When is traditionally considered the best time to sneak up on a leprechaun? And what does the color green signify in Ireland? What does the color green signify in Ireland? 740-383-9944, as we're down to 3 minutes until we do our drawing. I want to tell you about my Facebook page. If you're into Facebook, you can go to Facebook.com/RadioNate. Facebook.com/RadioNate and hit the follow button. And I'm always posting the recipes up there that we do. And also some fun facts that I'll scrape up and find to put up there. The latest one is about kind of the history of macaroni and cheese. Kind of how that came about. So you can find that by going to my Facebook page. Facebook.com/RadioNate. And I have not announced this yet, but we are looking, the next hour is Live at 5, the show with no name, and we are kind of looking at getting a particular website for that. And I kind of got a little sample website going that we might link to if we can find us a name. Maybe we'll discuss what website we would like to put up, you know, if it's theshowwithnoname.com or whatever we want to do. That's probably a little long, but maybe we'll discuss next hour what we'd like to have for that. But if you go to radionate.us and click on The Show With No Name at the top, you can see a little sample of what we look like. We got our picture up there. We have links to all of our emails, and we have pictures. Pastor Craig's Cardinal Tour is up there, and then a couple places where I have been, including the latest place that I have been, which I will tell you about next hour, 5:15 to 6 o'clock, Live at 5, The Show With No Name. So, yeah, just go to radionate.us, click on The Show With No Name, and you can see that page. And yeah, we'll discuss getting a particular, maybe URL's official name, but a particular website for The Show With No Name, so we can point it at that, and that way it'll be a nice shortcut for you. You can just go right there and see that. So kind of what we got going here. We're always thinking here, but we do appreciate all the emails that have been coming in, and please keep those coming. You can send me an email, radionateosu@gmail.com, radionateosu@gmail.com. If you have something to say, I would love to hear from you. If you have something interesting to send to me, I'd like that too. You can always send that to the station in care of WWGH Radio, 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio, 43302. And we love to get those letters. And once again, thank you for all the birthday wishes. And thank you, Phyllis, for sending in that birthday card. I appreciate that very much. And like I said earlier, I keep those birthday cards lined up so I can look at them, and I just appreciate all the birthday wishes. Just like I like keeping birthday cards for sure. Well, hey, here in Marion, Ohio, we are sitting at some pretty comfortable weather today. It's a beautiful day. In fact, went up to 69 degrees, so we're almost at 70 degrees outside. And it is now time to do our drawing. So we are drawing for an Arby's gift card today. If you're the winner, I will send it in the mail to you. So I'm getting everybody all shuffled up here. And the winner today is Miss Janet. Miss Janet, congratulations. You are the winner today. Thank you very much for calling in. Thank you, Judy C., for answering those questions today. Lee, Becky, Ernie, and Janet for today. Kind of a little slower day on the phones. We had a busy, busy week last week, but the weather's so nice today, so I understand you being out and about. But if you are out and about, just keep that radio 107.1 FM all over Marion County, and you won't be disappointed with what you hear, because you'll be hearing some sort of talk that makes you go, isn't that interesting? At least we hope to interest you for sure. Well, it is time for our Ladies' Corner, and I even have a St. Patrick's Day themed recipe for today. Layered lemon lime dessert. It is green. When you're done with it, you can see this recipe up. I mentioned my Facebook page, facebook.com/RadioNate, and look for Layered Lemon Lime Dessert. Make a luscious, daiquiri-inspired layered lemon lime dessert for St. Patrick's Day. This layered lemon lime dessert is made with lime sherbet and lemon juice. Here is what you need. 2 cups lemon sherbet softened, or sherbet if you would prefer. 1 container, 8 ounces of Philadelphia cream cheese spread. 1 can, 14 ounces of sweetened condensed milk. 1 tub, 8 ounces of Cool Whipped whipped topping thawed, and 1/2 cup of lime juice. Here's how to make it. Spoon the sherbet into foil-lined 9x5-inch pan. Spread to form even layer in pan. Freeze 10 minutes. Meanwhile, beat cream cheese spread in large bowl with whisk until creamy. Gradually beat in sweetened condensed milk until blended. Stir in Cool Whip and lime juice. Spread cream cheese mixture over sherbet layer in pan. Freeze 3 hours or until firm. All right, last week somebody said, hey, would you please send that recipe to me through the mail? And I was happy to do that. So anytime you'd like to have this recipe, just let me know, and I'll be happy to send that to you. Just call me when I go off the air. I'll write down your name and address and send you the hard copy through the mail. But again, you can find this recipe online, facebook.com/RadioNate. We have a couple minutes left, so would you indulge me while me and Pastor Craig do a little test here? Pastor Craig, wiggle that line there for a second. See if we can get some more volume there. And hello, Pastor Craig.
Hello, hello, hello. Is that any better?
Yeah, when you're real close up on it, we can hear you pretty good.
So I got to be close.
Oh, you got to be close today.
Okay.
You and Terry have got to be, what do you call it, eating the microphone?
Eating the microphone.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, eat that microphone today, and we should be in good shape.
All right.
Okay, all right. Just wanted to make sure we were ready to go for the show with no name, because I want you guys to be heard.
I want to be heard, too.
Yeah. So if when you're doing radio, it's a good thing to be heard.
It's all about being heard.
Sure is. So that's coming up here in just a couple minutes. Keep your radio right where it's at, 107.1 FM, WWGH Radio. All right. Hey, don't forget, there's lots of live programming here. Tomorrow, we've got Scott Spears in the morning from 8 until 10. And then we've got Glenn Coble. He's on from actually 10 to 1 with a couple of shows, including Swap Shop from 12 to 1 tomorrow afternoon, which is one of my favorite shows on here. So if you have anything that you'd like to sell, or even if you're looking to buy something, call Glenn, and he'll put it on the air and do his best to take care of you. All righty. Well, it's been fun. It's been real. It's been real fun. We're here every Wednesday afternoon from 4:15 to 5 o'clock with Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm Nate Redmond here in Air Chair 1. I'll be back here in a couple minutes with my good friends Terry Tackett and Pastor Craig. We'll be doing Live at 5, the show with no name, and we'll be loaded with all sorts of things to talk about here, right here on WWGH 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. Ohio, we are Marion's Talking Place. Keep that dial right where it's at. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to WWGH.